Welcome to Popcorn Psychology, the podcast where we watch blockbuster movies and psychoanalyze them. We are all licensed clinical professional counselors, aka therapists, who practice out of the Ardent Center in Chicago. Though we are licensed mental health professionals, this podcast is purely for entertainment purposes and to fulfill our love of dissecting pop culture and film. My name is Ben Stover, and I am an individual therapist. I focus primarily on depression, anxiety, and bipolar, and I am joined by...
Brittany Brownfield, and I specialize in child therapy.
Hannah Espinoza-Rimas, and I'm a marriage and family therapist.
So this is episode zero, meaning this is a time we wanted to take to introduce ourselves a little bit about our background, our orientation, why we're doing this, and a little bit about our favorite movies. So I'm going to start... I went to Eastern Illinois University, where I majored in psychology, and then from there I went to the Chicago School of Professional Psychology and got my master's in clinical psychology with a specialization in counseling. My personal orientation, I'm what we call an eclectic therapist. I believe that there's value in many of the therapies. I'm not dogmatic. I don't commit to using just one therapy. I will adjust based on the needs of my client. My whole philosophy that the relationship with the client is the most important thing. I think the most important thing is that you're able to come in and feel validated as a human being and not judged, and that your therapist will meet you where you're at and be able to address your needs from a strength-based perspective, helping you find a new way to move forward in your life, and that you're able to do it in your own way. And therapist is there to help guide you and to help provide maybe some different perspectives and to help you learn new ways to shift your thinking. I would say that primarily, like, I start from a cognitive behavioral type of orientation, which is a therapy that's designed to help people recognize that you have an interaction between your thoughts, your emotions, and your behaviors, and that you can make an intervention at any point in that triad of human experience to change your emotions, to change your thoughts, to change your outlook on life. And I believe starting there is a good point with people to help deal with symptoms, but I also believe there's a lot of value in helping people understand the why of your life, to finding meaning and to finding purpose, and that can be huge in changing your life. And I am trained in EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is a more brain-based structured therapy that has been researched and designed to work primarily with trauma and anxiety. And I'm happy to describe more of that, and I will in later episodes as we talk about it as it's relevant to some of the characters. The reason why we started doing this podcast is we started noticing that we were having conversations about movies. It was actually The Last Jedi that really prompted the idea in my head to start this. In a conversation I had with Brittany and Hannah in the office, I went, oh my God, like, this is exactly what we should be doing right now. So we had noticed that there was a lot of really negative feedback about the way Luke Skywalker is portrayed in The Last Jedi. And we were like, oh my God, but he's showing clear symptoms of PTSD. Like, of course he would act like this. Like, this is exactly what would happen based on his story, sure. And then we realized that providing that kind of insight and perspective into characters might help people understand movies a little better, or at least understand that, you know what, symptoms are present in many people. At least 25% of the population at minimum will deal with mental illness at some point in their life. And we wanted to help maybe reduce some of the stigma around that and provide insight into what treatments might work for what symptoms, and help share that with the public so people can learn to maybe see what we're talking about in characters, so that they might see maybe in themselves what they might want to help change, what they might want to be different. As far as favorite movies, this one's a difficult topic, I think, for all of us. Like, if I had to pick, it'd be like different categories, because, like, are we talking like a series, or are we talking about a single standalone? Because you get a different answer out of me, for sure. But my number one favorite movie of all time is Gladiator. For sure, it's Gladiator. But if I were to pick a series, then it's Star Wars, followed closely by Lord of the Rings, and then Harry Potter's probably after that. But that's a little bit about me. I'm going to turn it over to Hannah and let Hannah introduce herself.
So my background is in marriage and family therapy. So I went to Western Michigan University. for my master's degree, and it's the broader title of the degree is counseling education, and then I specialize in marriage and family and couple therapy. But I kind of ended up in this field because the therapist that I was seeing at the time thought that it might be that I might be good at it. And so I did that thing where you take all those online quizzes to see if that's what you should be doing. And they all said I should be a therapist, which is probably because that's what I was thinking. And so I ended up getting a master's degree in that. And it really feels, it doesn't feel like work. Like, being a therapist doesn't feel like work to me. It really feels like it's where I belong and I really enjoy it. And also it started when I was in high school. I was in a group called Natural Helpers, where you were nominated by people in your class who said that they went to you for help or support. And we had this little special training that we would go to. And so even when I was a teenager, I was already getting trained on how to help people deal with things. So... So the other thing is, so my orientation is mostly, actually pretty similar to what Ben said, pretty eclectic. I would say the only real difference between me and Brittany and Ben is that I had like 6 or 7 courses just in family and couple therapy. So just really taking a look at all the different dynamics that go in with that. And so I've worked in the field for about 4 years. And I worked with people who have severe and chronic persistent mental illness. And then now I work at Ardent Center, and I also work in care coordination as well. And why I wanted to do this is because I love movies, and my whole life movies have really kind of helped me think about things in different ways. And so being able to talk to people about movies, and it's something I was doing already, was seeing them and discussing them with people and doing it in this way, looking at movies as therapists, has really opened up my eyes to a different way to watch movies, which is kind of awesome. And my favorite movies, that's really hard for me. I wrote down a whole list of them. Right now, my favorite movie right now is Call Me By Your Name. Wrinkle in Time is pretty close, and I really liked Black Panther. Old favorite movies are The Fugitive. I loved The Fugitive. I could watch that movie 1,000 times. I don't know why. Maybe because I love Harrison Ford, but I'm not sure. And also I love Moonstruck. And probably my favorite musical was Cover Girl, which has Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth in it, which most people don't know what that is. But that was probably my favorite musical growing up. So.
And Brittany Brownfield again. That's me. So my background is similar to Ben and Hannah's. I got my undergrad in psychology at Wright State. I'm originally from around Dayton, Ohio area. I went to grad school at the same college, Wright State, in the general counseling, but then got my specialty in what was called counseling exceptional children, which is just while you're learning the general counseling skills and education, you also learn about children with multiple disabilities and gifted kids and kind of how those things interact. And then I worked there working in Ohio in different PHP programs, which are called partial hospital programs, which is kind of like therapy school. Kids would go there instead of school, and they would do a lot of intensive individual work, group work, and family sessions. And so I got a lot of practice working with kids who are having a really hard time for multiple reasons, and so they couldn't maintain in school or at home. Or, you know, I worked with a lot of kids who are adopted, foster kids, things like that, and all the layered issues that can come along with that situation. And then I moved to Chicago pretty much because I wanted to, and I started working at Ardent Counseling Center. I would say my orientation is also very similar. A lot of therapists will categorize themselves as eclectic because in my mind, as a therapist, you want to be open to whatever your client is bringing in with them in the door. And what I mean by that is some clients want to come in and they want to just talk. And some clients come in and they want to learn some skills to help with very specific symptoms. So you kind of just have to see what they're coming in with, what they want to learn from you as a therapist, what they need from you, and then respond in kind when you kind of lock yourself, in my opinion, when you lock yourself into, I only do this kind of therapy. You're not really, kind of what Ben said, meeting the client where they're at and maybe not being open-minded enough to what they really need. But I also am trained in cognitive behavioral therapy. Most people are CBT, which is what I generally start out with as well. But a lot of, you know, trauma work, existential work, and I work with kids, so a lot of playing games and a lot of working, giving their parents psychoeducation as well. Why I do it, same as them, I really love movies and I love talking about movies, and we would always be talking about it anyway, so why not make it into a podcast? I am always very impressed with movies that have emotional intelligence in terms of the characters actually react in a way that real life people would react in similar situations. One of my biggest pet peeves in movies is when a big trauma happens, and then as soon as like the trauma is over or the whatever the upsetting thing is over, everyone goes back to normal, like nothing ever happened. I cannot stand that. So what I really liked about Last Jedi and what kind of inspired us to do this is there was fallout. Everything had an emotional fallout in a way that was really realistic. Maybe not as fun as people would have liked it to be or as black and white as people would like it to be, but I was really impressed by it. And I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, I love the nostalgia of it from being a kid, but this is the first Last Jedi was the first Star Wars movie that I saw more than once right away, that I've bought, that I've really loved watching. And my favorite movies, I really love Indiana Jones series, one of my favorites. Pride and Prejudice, Terminator 2, more specifically, like Matilda. Practical Magic is kind of a out there one, but I really love that one. I think that movie is very much, if you're a girl of a woman of a certain age, Practical Magic is your one of your favorite movies. Like if you were 12 in like the 90s. But I love everything. I'm open to every kind of movie.
All right, so you've gotten a bit of an introduction to us and to why we're going to be doing this podcast. Our plan right now is to release an episode every 2 weeks. And if you have any questions or have any suggestions for us, we have a Facebook group set up where we're under Popcorn Psychology on Facebook. You can also find us on Instagram and on Twitter. We'll try to respond to you pretty quick if you have any questions or suggestions. One of the things that we wanted to do is create kind of an open dialogue where you could ask us questions about the characters or the movies, or if you had any things that you wanted psychological insight on, we are certainly able to provide that. Between the three of us, we've got quite a bit of experience. We've worked all three in fairly similar backgrounds, with having experience working in hospitals, residential settings, private practice, and working with the worried well, as we call, as well as dealing with chronic mental illness. We've had an opportunity to cover a full range of the experiences available for counselors, and we hope that you enjoy listening to the show. And please tune in every 2 weeks and give us feedback and give us any movies you want to hear. We look forward to hearing it.
And just because we're therapists doesn't mean we know everything. So if anything we talk about you have personal experience with, you've had therapy a certain way, you have an opinion that disagrees with us, we're open to that feedback as well at popcornpsychology@gmail.com.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoy episode 1, The Last Jedi, and we look forward to hearing your feedback and to providing reviews of movies every 2 weeks.